Venezuelans lose faith in President Guaido as he launches talks with Maduro regime. By Francis Martel on May 28, 2019. Venezuelans are growing impatient with President Juan Guaido following his announcement that he would engage in talks with dictator Nicolás Maduro beginning Tuesday, launching the fifth dialogue process with the regime in 6 years. Multiple high-profile members of the Venezuelan opposition and the Latin American right have expressed dismay with Guaido's inability to govern despite being legally president of the country since January. Guaido has failed to secure control of the military, even after telling Venezuelans in a global broadcast in late April that he had, and has now attempted to frame talks with the Maduro regime as something other than dialogue. A nationwide survey by the polling firm Meganalysis taken in early May found that 87.6% of Venezuelans oppose a dialogue between Maduro and Guaido. A little over 10% of respondents said they would support talks. Guaido confirmed on Monday that he had sent a delegation to Oslo, Norway, to meet with senior Maduro henchmen. It remains unclear what the two sides would discuss as both claim to be the legitimate government of Venezuela, but only one has the constitutional mandate to rule. The other, Maduro's, is counting on its control of the police and armed forces to violently repress the opposition. Guaido sent a delegation to Norway for exploratory talks last week, which he claimed was necessary as one of many tools against the regime. "We will not lend ourselves to any false negotiations," he insisted at the time. Aware of widespread opposition to any negotiations with the regime, the president insisted in using alternative terminology for the meetings. "There isn't any sort of negotiation. It is an effort by Norway for a mediation which is months old," Guaido said of the talks. "This was the second invitation from Oslo. Everything else is speculation. It is an invitation to a mediation by Norway. That is to say, not a negotiation, not a dialogue," he repeated this week. The U.S. State Department, which has steadfastly supported Guaido since he became president, issued a statement late last week following initial reports on the Norway dialogue urging the opposition not to fall into another dialogue trap. "Free elections cannot be overseen by a tyrant. As we have repeatedly stated, we believe the only thing to negotiate with Nicolas Maduro is the conditions of his departure," State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortega said. "We hope the talks in Oslo will focus on that objective, and if they do, we hope progress will be possible." The skepticism from the State Department echoed sentiments that exploded in opposition circles this week, following Guaido's attempt to claim that mediation is not negotiation. "Last week, 4 children died due to lack of medicine. How many more days will we wait to get rid of this regime?" Javier Chirinos of the VONC Venezuela opposition party said on Venezuelan broadcaster NTN24 on Monday. "There is no reason to ask this regime for yet another day." Chirinos complained that Guaido had not offered a clear path or plan to the country for removing Maduro and his cronies, believed to have deep ties to narco-trafficking and terrorism. The head of VONC Venezuela, longtime opposition leader Maria Corina Machado, similarly rejected the talks. In remarks Sunday, Machado recalled talks mediated by the Vatican that resulted in no changes save for an increase in the number of political prisoners. "All us Venezuelans understand that, before a criminal regime has repeatedly lied to society regarding dialogue, this, the negotiation, has generated enormous concern," she said. "It is clear that they mocked the Vatican and Pope Francis. On another occasion, they did it to the foreign ministers of Mexico and Chile. Every time there is a situation of enormous pressure on the regime close to creating a rupture, these dialogue incentives appear with the only objective to dim and pacify society and internal pressure." Former mayor of Caracas Antonio Ledezma, taken as a political prisoner in 2015 before escaping to Madrid last year, criticized Guaido not only for the talks themselves, but for how his administration has gone about addressing them before the Venezuelan people. "The secrecy is an error. This uncertainty is an error, which generates a lot of doubts. For example, President Guaido recently said there was no dialogue in Norway. Then he said yes, there were," Ledezma noted in a video uploaded to social media. "People in Venezuela see the dialogue as pernicious because now Maduro wants to show up in Norway, a country that does not recognize Guaido as president, It is the same mechanism using the political prisoners as hostages, which gave them positive outcomes. Soy Venezuela, another coalition of opposition parties, published a statement this week categorically rejecting the talks, accusing Maduro of attempting to extend his satrapy and mock the dignity and democratic sentiments of the Venezuelan people. The delinquents who usurp power in Venezuela do not have honor nor their word. As the parodies that have been previous dialogues amply prove, the statement read. Outside of Venezuela, Guaido lost one of his most vocal allies in American Spanish-language media over the talks, libertarian Peruvian television host Jamie Bailey. "It has been a sad day for me," Bailey told the audience of his late-night program in Miami. "I am a little disappointed. I don't understand anything anymore. This is a capital error. I have defended Juan Guaido arduously all these months, but now I am disappointed. I won't hide it." Argentine journalist Laureano Perez Izquierdo similarly lamented in the pages of Infobae yesterday that the talks could once again turn Maduro's political prisoners into bargaining chips. "Those imprisoned leaders should not be part of any pact. Without conditions, they should be liberated by the regime before interim President Juan Guaido's envoys sit at the same table with delegates from Miraflores, the Venezuelan presidential palace that Maduro illegally occupies," Perez wrote. "The Maduro government has not shown any signs of goodwill. Why trust this time?" he asked. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.